Are you searching for the best educational environment? Discover Modern Day High School, Orange County's oldest and largest, proudly celebrating 75 years of excellence. At Modern Day, students thrive in academics, technology, the arts, faith and service, campus life, and championship athletics. Enrollment is now open for the 2025-2026 school year. Don't miss your chance to join a legacy of success. Visit modernday.org to learn more and apply today. Modern Day High School, shaping leaders of tomorrow.
Ahoy, and welcome to the Boating Hour with Captain Rick. The Boating Hour brings you the latest and greatest essential information about everything that sails, floats, or motors upon the high seas of Southern California. From land lovers to old salts, there'll be something for everyone. So climb aboard and get ready to sail with Captain Rick.
Ahoy out there and welcome to the Boating Hour. I'm Captain Rick, and I want to thank you for joining us here on AM 870. We're here every Saturday at 4 p.m. Please be sure to visit us on the web at theboatinghour.com. And thanks to our sponsor for our show today. For a healthy gut, the best probiotic on the market, Livia One Probiotics. Natural, organic, and allergen-free. Well, let me start the show today with an email I've been meaning to read for a little while. I've actually had this. Rick, you didn't read my last email. Okay, so I'm going to read your last email. First of all, thanks for watching the show and being such a fan and sending me emails. Well, here's the original email. You started out the show. I've been listening to you for a while now. You started out the show talking about favorite movies and shows. You should do that again. Talk about some movies and shows because I am a fanatic. And the email goes on a little bit. Well, today I got an exciting thing for you. I'm not just going to talk about shows. I've got a special guest for you. Joseph, first featured film canvas, starred Academy Award winner Marcia Gay Harden, an Emmy Award winner, another guy named Joe, I can't pronounce the name. You know, Joe, you got to help me with these names. It won the Alice in the City Sidebar in the Rome Film Festival and was heralded as the late Roger Ebert. You know, I was a big fan of Roger Ebert, and he selected your film for screening at his own Ebert Film Festival in New York. And it was called A Movie That Rings Emotionally True with an Inner Core of Integrity and Goodness. Sailing features prominently in Canvas, which was released theatrically by Screen Media on DVD by Universal Studios Home Entertainment. It could be currently be seen on Apple TV. So help me with these names. So the first Academy Award winning Marcia Gay Harden?
Yeah, Marcia Gay Harden. Who won an Oscar for her wonderful film Pollock that was directed by Ed Harris, and Joe Pantoliano, who many people may remember from The Sopranos, and he was also in the Matrix films. And first of all, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me. Love talking about boats and movies, and happy to chat with you for a little while.
Yeah, a lot to talk. So Ed Harris, I was a big fan of Ed Harris. He did. I don't think he had a movie that was a flop. Is he still around doing movies?
Yeah, he is. He's quite an actor for sure.
He's done quite a few. I know he's had quite a few top honors. Well, you know, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me. And that was kind of an odd introduction to welcome you to the show. But this is really exciting to have somebody that's in film and television, has done all kinds of exciting stuff. Well, let's talk. Let's begin with how you got into sailing, and then we'll talk about your movies.
Sure. Well, basically, speaking of movies, I grew up loving movies. My father, who was in the Navy, actually, and built three sailboats, he was a big movie aficionado and took me to the movies often. And I grew up watching some of his favorite films. You know, he loved films like The Bounty and
sure.
You know, Mutiny on the Bounty, African Queen, anything that had to do with boating, sailing. One of my earliest nautical film experiences was watching Moby Dick,
okay.
The original John Huston film. And so the sea has always kind of been very alluring to me and just interesting. My father, you know, introduced me to sailing. So when I was a kid, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But in terms of being a filmmaker, I grew up in Hollywood, Florida. I went to film school at Florida State University. And my first job actually out here in L.A. was working as one of the assistants to Jim Cameron during Titanic. And then I began writing my own movies. I was inspired by my childhood when my father taught me how to sail, and that became the inspiration for Canvas.
Okay. That's interesting. So you were – what did you do with Titanic? Because, you know, I have some family connections with the musician that scored Titanic. What was your role in Titanic?
Well, I was one of his assistants, so it wasn't a very exciting creative job, but I learned a lot. I tell people that was my grad school.
I can imagine, sure.
Yeah, and Jim was a wonderful person to work for, and he would always ask about, how's my little boat movie? Because he knew Canvas dealt with my father teaching me how to sail and building a boat. And but yeah, I learned a lot. I got to see that film from nuts and bolts from beginning to end, and it was a great experience. But shortly before I started working for Jim, I directed a short film called Lena Spaghetti, and that was invited to the Telluride Film Festival and their Filmmakers of Tomorrow program. And the people I met all said, you know, you need a feature. What's your feature? So I began writing what would become Canvas. And then it was, you know, my dream to just get that movie made. And so I wrote and directed that film and had the good fortune of having a wonderful cast. You know, Marcia Gay Harden and Joe Pantoliano were wonderful to work with. And, but, you know, so I tried to sublimate my childhood experiences and my love of sailing into that film. And I guess I haven't looked back. You know, I'm developing several other projects that deal with the sea, and we can talk about that later. But, yeah, that's basically how I got started.
Did you introduce any of your cast to sailing? Have they become boaters?
Yeah. Well, funny enough, and I could tell this story because I've told it before, but before we made Canvas, I had been working with Joe Pantoliano. You know, our rehearsal process involved, you know, working on the script. You know, I'm very collaborative in that way. I like to, I'm always trying to make the script better, even in the editing process. You know,
sure.
You'd be crazy not to listen to your actors, because that's why you hire them. They have great instincts. So Joe had some wonderful ideas for his character, and so I would be working with him. And as we approached the start of making the film, I asked him, I said, Joe, there's one thing I need you to do. Can you please just go out and on a sailboat, because he hadn't sailed. I said, just, you know, become familiar with the nomenclature and just be relaxed on a sailboat, because we're going to have to shoot on a sailboat. And he said, oh, yeah, I've got some friends, you know, don't worry about it. I said, okay, great, thanks. And cut to, we're shooting the film, and he said, well, what's this? And he points to the helm, you know, that's the tiller. I said, you know, get on the starboard side, we're going to come about. He said, what are you talking about? I said, we're going to turn around. And so I quickly learned that he hadn't had the opportunity to really learn these things that I learned as a kid, and it was fine. You know, I sat basically just off camera next to my cinematographer and basically helped him, you know, basically side coached with what to do. And he picked it up very quickly, and it was fine, you know, thank goodness. But yeah, that was kind of his introduction to sailing.
Wow. It is kind of important. I can't remember the movie. I think it was with Tom Hanks, where he went out and he was sailing, and the sailors were taking a look, and there were no lines on the boat, no, you know, ropes to hold on to. We call them lines when we were a sailor.
Right.
We're watching this movie, and he was on the wrong tack, and you know, there are no lines for him to hold. We're looking, where are the lines on the boat? How is he skippering this, you know, and this movie, I guess, did, yeah, you got to have a little bit. One of my favorite movies, of course, is Captain Ron. So,
oh wow, yeah, that's been a while.
Captain Ron is. We did a whole segment on my show earlier, because a lot of people at sailing clubs, they have Captain Ron night, and because it's a pretty funny, you know, if it's gonna go wrong, it's gonna go wrong out there. I love that. I love that movie.
True.
Yeah, it's a
true.
Fun movie.
We had a little bit of that on canvas because when we were deciding where to shoot and what time of year to shoot, you know, whenever you're making a film, you always have to work around your actors as much as possible because they go from movie to movie to movie, and
sure.
you have to figure out how to make the schedule work. And so I wanted to shoot the film in late summer, and there was actually a chance we were going to shoot in New Jersey. But then it ended up that we were able to make the film in my hometown of Hollywood, Florida, which
was
wonderful. The problem with that was that the only time Joe was available was peak hurricane season, which was October. And I said, Joe, I don't know if we should, you know, be shooting this film during hurricane season. Oh, we'll be fine. You know, when was the last time a hurricane hit Florida? And lo and behold, we actually got hit by 3 hurricanes. We got hit by Katrina during our pre-production.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I believe Rita. And then we were hit by Wilma our third week of shooting and had to shut down. And so it really is true, you know, Murphy's Law. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But it ended up being, you know, as they say, you try to make lemonade out of lemons. And we were able to incorporate that a little bit in the film in terms of making some choices. And I had a little more time to continue to work on the script because I was always rewriting, even while we were shooting, trying to make it better. And so those 4 days, you know, was actually kind of a welcome break. Although I would rather not be shooting during a hurricane, don't get me wrong. It's a stressful situation.
Well, you don't need special effects if the effects are out there.
In fact, the one of the things that happened was there's a scene in Canvas where Marsha's character she portrays a woman with severe mental illness, and she's outside hearing these voices in the rain, and we had water towers to simulate the rain, and when I yelled cut, when we were finished shooting, the towers would, of course, turn off, the water would stop. But then real rain began to come down, and the bands, the outer bands from the hurricane were already hitting us. And so the wind and the rain that you see in the film was some mixture of real rain and our fake rain. But you do what you got to do, you know. That's the movie business.
What's the link to Canvas? And give me a little bio of Canvas so people understand what it is and then where to go and how they can watch
Sure. You can the film is basically, as I mentioned, it's inspired by my childhood. I grew up watching my mother battle mental illness, and my father he dealt with this in the only way he knew how, really, which was he built a sailboat in the backyard. And
oh,
he had built 2 other sailboats prior to that, and he just felt like he needed to connect with something. And my mother was institutionalized for a period of time, and he had sailed with my mom years ago when they were dating, and he felt like, you know, I'm going to have this boat, and the 3 of us are going to go sailing. Mom's going to come home, and my father was an amazing father, the best you can have. He sadly passed away, but he really instilled in me deep compassion for others, and he was such an amazing husband and caregiver to my mom. But he was a quiet man, and he didn't really say a lot, but he did speak volumes through action. And in building that boat, we really became close, and so that's really what Canvas is about. It's about a family dealing with an intractable problem, as so many families do. And with me, it was this connection to this boat and what it meant, and that became a metaphor. And people can watch it by going to Apple TV and searching for it there, and also Vudu. It's available for rent on Vudu, and you can post links to those on your notes if you'd like. But and the interesting thing, if we're going to talk about sailing, and your boaters can appreciate this, is when I was, I think I was 10 or 11 when my father was building this third and large boat in the backyard. And when we finally ended up going sailing, I really wasn't all that interested, to be honest. My uncles and my cousins had power boats, and we'd go water skiing and jet skiing. And so boating to me up until then meant, speed, fast, running around, sure, doing all these things. And so the idea of being on a sailboat was like, oh, gosh, it looks like you're barely moving. And my father had built his previous boats before I was born, so I hadn't had the opportunity yet to really go sailing. Well, the first time my father took me sailing, I'll never forget, it was a really windy day. It was in Key Largo, because that's where my one of my uncles had a home down there. Actually, two of my uncles had places, and we would go down there all the time, every weekend. But the first time my father took me sailing, it was really windy, and we were going off. He was motoring. You know, we have our little kicker to get us out of the harbor, and he turned that off and raised the mainsail and the jib, and just the wind immediately filled the sail, and we started heeling to at least 45 degrees. I mean, that the whole boat just immediately started to lean over, and I was terrified. I was like, yeah, we're going to flip over. And my father started laughing. He said, no, we're not going to flip over. And he explained what the centerboard was doing. Sure. All the things that I had seen him work on suddenly came to life, and we were moving. I mean, we were going, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 knots.
Oh, wow.
On a sailboat, that's fast.
That's fast, and on a sailboat, and you feel it.
Yeah, we did. And I was hooked. I suddenly got it. And I saw my father, just how incredibly happy and just deeply at peace he was. And he taught me how to sail. And that memory was just so, so powerful for me. And sailing really is a metaphor. We don't have to get into that, but for those who sail, you understand it's when you're out there with the water and you're harnessing the wind and learning how to tack, it's an amazing experience. So yeah, that was basically the inspiration for Canvas. And so the film has a scene where Joe Pantoliano's character teaches this young boy how to sail. And I was really grateful to be able to put that on screen.
You know, that's a familiar experience. My father as well. My father was an army man, but he was originally a medic, and then he became a doctor, and he had a couple stints where they borrowed him for the Navy. He was on a couple of ships, and I didn't like sailing as a kid or boating, because I used to get seasick when I went on fishing in power boats. As soon as you catch the fumes, and I would catch that, so I actually didn't like it. And some of the greatest experience I had was with my father sailing. Then I started sailing and enjoying it. Of course, I like dinghy sailings because you can touch the dolphins. They come right up with you.
And then, that's right. Yeah.
And there's some wonderful outings. And, of course, as a scout, going to Catalina and sailing and camping and stuff. So a lot of people have that experience. But your dad was a Navy man. Is that right?
Yes. He was in there for 4 years, I believe, or it might have been 6 years, at least 4 years. And he was stationed in Naples. He, of course, went to basic up in Norfolk, was stationed up in Norfolk, Virginia. He grew up in the Great Lakes area in Chicago. He and his brothers, my dad's one of triplets. And so he went to the Navy and was stationed in the Mediterranean. And so I grew up hearing these wonderful stories of all the people he met. He just loved being out at the water, on the water. And that's where he decided he would build his first boat, you know, when he came back from being in the Navy. But I it's funny, I relate to you being seasick, because when I get seasick when I'm on power boats too sometimes, and as a kid especially. Never forget my uncle. We were deep water fishing for dolphin, you know, I think trolling. And not porpoises, for those who might think I'm talking about flipper here. No, it's mahi-mahi. And but the solution, he said, he'd have me jump in the water. He'd tie a rope around me, and I'd float in the water while we were drifting. And it solved the seasickness. As soon as I was in the water, it's interesting how that worked. I don't know where he learned that. But you know, if you're not on the water often, you can lose your sea legs.
Yeah.
And I don't get seasick on sailboats, but sometimes on a motorboat, if I can't see the horizon You know, I've been to Catalina a few times, and if it's a foggy morning, you know, you have to make sure you go outside. You can't be inside, or can't be on your phone, or you'll start to get a little queasy.
Wow, that is well. You know, I grew up as a scout, and now, of course, I'm very much active in the Coast Guard Auxiliary. But you had an experience with the as an auxiliarist, and I think our mutual friend,
yes,
Brian, who I had on the show, he's the station magician and an auxiliarist. So, what was your experience with the as an auxiliarist?
Yeah, well, my father, again, to his credit, in anticipation for our sailing adventures, and after he first introduced me to sailing, he saw how much I was interested. He wanted to make sure that I knew the rules of the road. He wanted to make sure I wasn't ill-equipped to be out on the water. So he and I took a basic seamanship course with the Coast Guard Auxiliary in Hollywood, Florida. I remember it was like 8 to 12 weeks. And it was at the courthouse. I remember being able to go in the courthouse on Tuesday evenings. And it was like 2 to 3 hours each Tuesday for several weeks. And that's where I really learned the basics of seamanship, you know, red, right, returning, all the things that you would want to make sure that your kids know, because you just never know when you're on the water. And some of those things really did become helpful later on, because I remember we were at one point in the Keys during a little squall, and my father wasn't able to get to part of the boat that he needed to be, and I had to be on the winch, and I had to be on the tiller, and make sure that I helped him while he went forward to reef the jib, bring down the jib. And, you know, and there are times, you know, when he would have to go to the head, and I'm steering the boat, and a big yacht would be coming our way, and I would know what side of the channel markers to be on, and know to steer into the wake a little bit, you know, things like that. Things that you need to know, so you make good choices and good decisions. And I still remember that. I still remember those things that I was taught. And I think it's a great thing for kids, because you can't be afraid of the water. And the more information you know, the better off you can be.
Well, the Coast Guard Auxiliary is very active at all the marinas, boating courses going on, safety. They do vessel exams, and I talk a little bit about them, and of course the gold side
right.
as well. What are some of your new projects? Are they involving sailing? Can we talk about them yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the my newest film that I'm working on, I'm really excited about. You know, as I've mentioned earlier, I've been always drawn to these nautical tales. You know, ever since my dad taught me how to sail, and my next project is one of a kind. It's actually called Solo. And it's a tale inspired by the true story of one of the oldest men to sail around the world alone. And it's filled with drama and adventure on the high seas, of course. But it's also a portrait of some of the diverse people and the characters that this man meets along the journey. And I co-wrote it with David Zeltzer, who's not only a wonderful writer, but a dear friend. And we've already got an amazing team, including some investors. And we're looking for that last big piece of the financing puzzle, and it takes a village when you make a movie. So for anyone who's listening, if you're an experienced sailor and would like to support our project and get involved, please reach out, and we'd love to hear from you. So it's a really wonderful film. It's very heartfelt, and I learned of this story when I was making Canvas and have been developing it for a while now, so I'm excited to finally get it going.
That is exciting, and in the background, your background and how you're incorporating, you know, your life experiences in sailing is always interested to me. Well, we're definitely going to have you come back. We're out of time. This has been real exciting. A lot more we can talk about, and I really enjoyed you coming on. I really appreciate it, and I'm going to have you back and talk again. I'd like to go sailing with you, and boy, I'm going to reach out to some of my fans and put something up on the website, talk about
great.
Your project.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Thank
fantastic.
You. And people can learn, if they're interested and want to learn more about me and Canvas, they can go to my website, joegreco.com. That's joegreco.com. And if you want to get involved with Solo, the new one, you know, please reach out. And thank you, Captain Rick, for having me. It's been wonderful, and look forward to being back on when we could talk about Solo.
That's fantastic. Well, that's all the time we have for you today, and I hope you enjoyed our show and our wonderful guest. And let's not forget the Coasties, protecting our waters, America's lifesavers, and guardians of the sea. Thanks for being with us today. Please be sure to join us next week and every Saturday at 4 p.m. at AM 870. You don't want to miss next week. We've got the founder of the Marina Del Rey Historical Society. You don't want to miss that one. Keep your emails coming. This is Captain Rick saying ahoy and fair winds to all.
It's not just an auction, it's an event. Mecum Glendale brings legendary cars and the thrill of live auction action all under one roof, March 17th through 21st at State Farm Stadium. From American Muscle to exotic icons, this is your chance to experience it. Whether you're bidding or just taking it all in, there's nothing like being there live. Visit Mecum.com to get your tickets or register to bid today.